Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group here at BDO. Retailers have always relied on forecasts to guide their business decisions, but today's environment leaves far less room for error. Shifts in consumer demand, economic uncertainty, and increasingly complex operations mean that a missed forecast doesn't just create inventory problems. It can impact labor planning, transportation costs, markdown activity, and cash flow all at once. Joining us today is Ashley Hedrick, segment leader in our Technology and Transformation Group here at BDO. And Ashley will discuss why forecasting has become more challenging, where retailers are getting it wrong, and how technology and human judgment can work together to improve decision-making. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashley, so let's jump right into it. Consumer demand has become increasingly difficult to predict. I mean, as we know, consumers have become very fickle. What factors are making forecasting more challenging today?
The biggest challenge is the number of variables influencing demand. They've completely exploded. A few years ago, retailers could rely on historic sales patterns with a reasonable degree of confidence. Today, consumer behavior is being influenced simultaneously by inflation, tariffs, economic uncertainty, social media trends, weather events, promotions, shifting customer priorities, lots of different factors. A forecast that may have been accurate for 6 months could become irrelevant in 2 days. On top of that, retailers are selling across more channels than ever before, which means demand signals are fragmented and often contradictory based on the pricing in that channel and the promotions of that channel at the moment. The result is that forecasting is no longer about predicting a stable future. It's about continuously adapting to market change that, frankly, changes faster than planning cycles were designed for.
So forecasting has always been a critical part for retailers, distributors, I mean, even wholesalers, right? But why are the consequences of getting it wrong more significant today than they were just a few years ago?
Today, forecasting errors ripple through the entire business much faster than they did a number of years ago. If demand is underestimated, retailers risk stockouts, lost sales, and disappointed customers. If it's overestimated, they're carrying excess inventory, paying for warehouse space, increasing transportation costs, and often resorting to markdowns in stores or online or through various channels that erode their margin just to recover some of the cost. What's changed as well is that most retailers are operating with much tighter margins and more complex supply chains than they were a few years ago. A forecasting error doesn't just create more inventory to mark down anymore. It's a working capital issue, a profitability issue, and in some cases, a customer experience issue.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head with that last one. I mean, it's always been an issue for markdowns and even working capital, but I think the customer experience is probably one of the most critical because that not only impacts the retailer today, but it also impacts their reputation and impacts, you know, what will happen in the future. Before we pivot to AI, which of course, you know, is my favorite topic these days, you know, let's just touch back on some of the mistakes. What are the most common forecasting mistakes that you're seeing retailers make in the current environment?
Yeah, and it kind of feeds into that AI conversation because I think the biggest mistake that we're seeing is treating forecasting as a technology problem, as a data problem, rather than a business process problem. Most organizations have invested in sophisticating forecasting tools, yet still struggle because the underlying data is inconsistent, assumptions are poorly understood, or business teams really aren't aligned on what they're trying to predict. Another common mistake is overreacting to short-term volatility. They see a sudden spike in demand and all of a sudden they place a mass order. They see a small decline in demand and they push markdowns and change future buying patterns. And that only creates more instability, not just in the overall supply chain system, but in the data you're trying to use to predict. The organizations that are performing best today are balancing that data with process discipline, analytics and AI to figure out what's changing, but then applying structured decision-making rather than chasing every market signal. It's all about smart people in the room saying, why am I seeing this? What should be causing this? And what's the impact if I make a change? And this is short.
So let's turn back to AI then, right? I mean, there is no podcast, there is no conversation, whether it's business, social, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. We're all talking about AI and how it's impacting what we do every day. But let's put AI to forecasting. Let's pivot to that. Where does AI have the greatest potential to improve forecasting accuracy? And where is human judgment still necessary?
It's a fabulous question because there is a place for both in mm-hmm. forecasting. AI is exceptionally good at identifying patterns across massive amounts of data that humans simply can't process, and often that sit in disparate locations with different data structures, if you will. It can analyze historic sales, promotions, inventory levels, market indicators, weather, social media information, consumer trends, and all of that simultaneously to identify demand signals much earlier than traditional forecasting methods, which were reliant really on you looking at your sales data and marking it up with what else might have led to things. Where human judgment remains essential is understanding why these patterns are occurring and how the business should respond. AI might recognize that demand has the potential to increase, but it doesn't understand a competitor's strategic next move, a regulatory change, a unique customer relationship, or how you've seen customers respond to short-term demand spikes like this in the past. We've seen organizations see one post on social media go viral, mass order a whole bunch of that item, and tomorrow the trend's gone. And now they're left holding that. So what retailers really shouldn't be doing is feeling like they have to choose AI or people. They should be combining machine-driven insights with experienced teams that can apply context and make informed choices based on now a much larger wealth of data that they have access to.
So here we are at the end of the podcast, and I usually ask you either for a prediction or what's the one thing that retailers could do? What's the one investment retailers could do to improve forecasting performance, say over the next year? Where would you recommend that they start?
It depends on where they are today. If they haven't started to figure out how to pull in those external signals and at least give them to the people making decisions, that's the obvious place to start. How do I get the data in one place where smart people can make choices from it? If they've already done that, what I'd actually say is stop investing in forecasting and start investing in flexibility. Too many retailers are obsessed with trying to be a few percentage points more accurate in their forecast, when the real problem is the business can't respond when the forecast is wrong. The companies that are outperforming today aren't the best forecasters. There is no crystal ball predicting exactly what the future will look like. They're using good data to make the best possible choices they can. And most importantly, they're looking for when the trend may be varying, when the data may be wrong, and they've got a playbook for that too. Because it's not about perfectly predicting demand. It's also about knowing what to do when your forecast isn't right. And that's what we've really struggled with.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Ashley, thank you for your time and for being here with us today. As forecasting grows more complex, retailers are learning that accuracy isn't just about better data. It's about building the right processes, the right technology, and organizational alignment to respond when conditions change. The goal isn't predicting the future perfectly. It really is about being prepared to act when reality doesn't match the forecast. Thank you for listening to 60 Second Retail. If you found today's discussion valuable, share it with your friends and colleagues who are navigating today's increasingly unpredictable retail landscape. Thank you very much and have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.